بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم نحمده و نصلی علی رسول کریم اما بعد الحمدللہ today is the 24th of April in the year 2021 and الحمدللہ we moved on to the 12th glorious day of the holy month of Ramadan and I've reached verse 54 of Surah Nisa. So inshallah today going through up to and including verse 56. So verse 54. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajeem. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Or do they envy mankind for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given of His grace? But we had already given the people of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam the book and wisdom and conferred upon them an immense kingdom. So in this holy verse, Allah the Almighty and Exalted, He again is talking to the Bani Israel. And He says, do they envy mankind? So who's being referred to? In Tabrani and Ibn Kathir's tafsir, Abdullah ibn Abbas, he recited the opening portion of verse 54. Am yahsaduna an-nas, or do they envy mankind? Means, we the Jews are the worthy people, rather than the rest of the people. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do they envy mankind for what He has given them of His grace? Because we are the ones who have been chosen. And they are envious of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there's a report here. In Ibn Sa'ad in Istabaqat, volume 8, page 143 of the English translation, Umar, the freed slave of Ghufra, rahmatullah alayhi, he said, when the Jews saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam marrying women, they said, look at this person who is not satisfied by only food, but he is by Allah only interested in women. They envied him because of the number of his wives and they criticized him for this, saying, if he had been a prophet, he would not have desired so many women. The most intense of them in this criticism was Huyay ibn Akhtab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proved them liars and informed them of His grace and His expansion for His Prophet by revealing this verse, i.e. verse 54. Or do they envy an-nas, mankind, for what Allah ta'ala has given them of His favor? By an-nas, He means Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Stop in the report. So the Jews, think about it, the only thing they had on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the dirt for want of a better word, is that he likes marrying women. Think about that. Is that all you've got on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And then they envied him for this. And the one who was most firm in this criticism was Safiya's father, Huwayy ibn Akhtab. Then Allah ta'ala revealed this verse saying, you're liars. You are envious of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Umar, the freed slave of Ghufra, he said, he recited the last portion of verse 54. We gave the family of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam the book and wisdom, and we gave them an immense kingdom, he explained. What Allah the Almighty gave Suleiman alayhi salatu wasalam was 1,000 women, 700 of whom had a rich dowry, and 300 of whom were noble. Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam had 100 wives, including the mother of Suleiman alayhi salatu wasalam, the wife of Uriah, whom Dawood married after the test. This is more than the number of wives that Muhammad had sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So the Shaykh, he said, why does Allah ta'ala then say, after mentioning the envy of the Jews, we gave Ibrahim the book and wisdom and conferred upon him a great kingdom? The family of Ibrahim, Ala Ibrahim, is Dawood and Suleiman. And he's talking about the wives. How many wives did Suleiman alayhi salatu wasalam have? 1,000. Right? How many did Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam have? 100. And then the Shaykh goes, these are their prophets. Rasulullah only had 9. So Allah Ta'ala is basically rebuking the Bani Israel. He goes, why are you saying something about the final messenger, whom you know he's only following the example of the previous prophets and messengers? In fact, far less than those great prophets and messengers. In another report in Ibn Sa'd in Istabaqat, volume 8, page 143, he said, Muhammad ibn Umar, he said, Surah 33, verse 38, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, translation? There is no restriction on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in anything Allah gives him. The sunnah of Allah in respect of those who passed away. So what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? He goes, whatever I give to my messenger is assigned to him. This was the sunnah of mine previously. That's the verse. Then it explains, Ibn Iqab al-Qudasi rahmatullah alayhi said, Allah Ta'ala meant by this that marrying whichever women he wished was his allowance. This was the practice of the prophets before him. So Allah the Almighty and Glorious explicitly mentions that the previous prophets would marry many women. I gave them the permission for this. So Rasulullah is only following that example that Allah Almighty said. So note again, this is the sort of, you know, pathetic attempts of trying to blemish the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And famous reports. The hadith is in Sahih Muslim. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, I will go to each one of my 100 wives tonight. I will have relations with them. They will get pregnant and they will give birth to 100 sons who will fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He forgot to say, inshallah. An angel told him he forgot. And then none of his wives got pregnant but one. And that one child eventually gave birth to an ill child. So, what is it mentioned in the Sahih Hadith? 100 wives. But that doesn't mean he only had 100 wives. Have you understood? He had many more according to the reports. So here Allah Ta'ala is mentioning this was part of the immense kingdom of the family of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. They had many, the prophets amongst them had many wives. Except of course Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, who will come back and get married, if we believe alayhi salatu wasalam. Verse 55. Sorry, there's another report. So this narration is recorded in Ibn Abi Hatim. Abdullah ibn Abbas, he said, radiyallahu anhu, the people of the book said, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam claims that he most humbly receives what he receives of revelation. Despite having 9 wives in wedlock, all the while he is occupied by nothing other than marrying. What dominion is better than this? Upon this, Allah the Almighty revealed this verse, i.e. verse 54. So they said it mockingly, because all he's bothered about is women. He marries women. Is what greater kingdom can there be than this? They said it mockingly. So Allah Ta'ala revealed at the end of verse 54, وَآتَيْنَاهُمْ مُلْكًا عَظِيمًا, and he has conferred upon them an immense kingdom. He threw it back at them saying, yes, this is part of the gifts I've given to the prophets, alayhi salatu wasalam. And also Imam Suyuti says in Tafsir Jalalain, conferred upon them a great kingdom, means Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam was having 99 wives, so Suleiman alayhi salatu wasalam was having 1,000 women, wives, whether they were free or the right hand possessed. So that is the meaning, according to Imam Suyuti, of Mulkan Azima. But of course, we are only allowed to marry a maximum of 4. But for the prophets of old, they were given far more. Alayhi salatu wasalam. Verse 55. Some of them believed, and some of them averted their faces from him. Enough is hell for the burning fire. So what's being referred to here? In Ibn Jarir and Ibn Kathir's tafsir, Mujahid recited this portion of verse 55. فَمِنُهُمْ مَنَ عَامَنَ بِهِ, some of them believed, means in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he recited, وَمِنُهُمْ مَنْ صَدَّ عَنْ, and some of them averted their faces from him. So what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Some of them believed, some of them turned away. Mujahid says, he's talking about the Prophet again, some of them believed, meaning Abdullah ibn Salam, the Ka'ab al-Ahbar, etc., etc., but some have turned away. And then Allah Ta'ala goes, enough is hell for the burning fire. Meaning that's enough punishment for them. Bi jahannam as-sa'ira. Verse 56. Those who reject our signs, we shall soon cast into the fire. As often as their skins are roasted through, we shall change them for fresh skins, that they may truly taste the punishment. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all exalted in power, the all wise. So here Allah the Almighty and Glorious mentions one of the punishments of the fire, and he goes, skins will be replaced. So what does this mean? So first of all, there's a few reports. So this narration is recorded in Bayhaqi. And Umar recited this verse, i.e. verse 56. And he then said, O Ka'b, i.e. the rabbi who embraced Islam, O Ka'b, explain this verse to me. If you are correct, I will confirm. If you are wrong, I will reject. So Ka'b al-Akhbar rahmatullah alayhi said, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, the skin of a man will get burnt. It will be replaced with a new skin 6,000 times in 1 hour. Or in 1 day. Umar radiallahu anhu said, Sadaqt. You have spoken the truth. So look how interesting. Just going back a few verses. Verse 47 was the verse that convinced Ka'b al-Ahbar to embrace Islam. And look how beautiful. Umar is asking him about this verse. Brought him close. He goes, tell me about this. If you're right, I will confirm. If you're wrong, I will reject. And Ka'ab said, either means the skin of that person in hell will burn 6,000 times in 1 hour or in 1 day. Umar goes, Sadaqt. So note, he brought Ka'ab close and he shows the knowledge of Ka'ab al-Akhbar rahmatullah alayh. So this is one report. In another report, it mentions, this is in Ahmad in Zuhud ibn Abi Hatim ibn Jarir Bayhaqi ibn Kathir's tafsir. Hasan al-Basri rahmatullah alayhi said, as often as their skins are roasted, means their skin will be roasted through 70,000 times daily. Astaghfirullah. So he recited this verse. Kullama nadijat juludhum baddalnahum juludan ghayraha. As often as their skins are roasted through, we shall change them for fresh skins. He explained, their skin will be roasted through 70,000 times daily and replaced. Meaning that the skin is going to be quickly burnt and replaced very quickly. Abdullah ibn Umar added, radiallahu anhu, in Ibn Abi Hatim ibn Jarir ibn Kathir's tafsir, when the skins are burnt, they will be given another skin in replacement, and this skin will be as white as paper. Astaghfirullah. When their skins are burnt, they will be given another skin in replacement, and this skin will be as white as paper. So now, there seems to be a contradiction. What did Ka'b al-Ahbar say? He said, rahmatullah alayh, that the skin will be burnt, and Umar confirmed, 6,000 times in an hour, or 6,000 times in a day. Hasan al-Basri said 70,000 times in a day. So if Umar said to Ka'b, you are correct, how can Hasan al-Basri make a different statement? And the response is, there's different categories. Different categories. Why? Because there's a direct hadith from the Prophet himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Ibn Abi Hatim ibn Mardawi, in their respective tafsirs, Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu anhu, he said, a man recited this verse, i.e. verse 56, in the presence of my father Umar. Umar thereupon said, repeat it, read the verse to me again. So the man repeated verse 56. Mu'ad ibn Jabal thereupon said, I know the meaning. The skin is replaced 100 times every hour. Umar radiallahu anhu said, this is what I heard from Rasulullah. So let's look at this. So a man recited the verse. Umar asked him to repeat it, but he didn't understand what he meant was, what does it mean? So the man repeated the verse. Mu'ad ibn Jabal, who is one of the great scholars of the Sahaba, he said it means the skin will be replaced 100 times every hour. Umar smiled because I heard this from Rasulullah. Meaning Mu'ad could have said from Rasulullah, but he didn't, because he's a man of taqwa. But I will tell you, I've heard that from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now a contradiction. If Rasulullah himself said 100 times an hour, you can't give another meaning. Hasan al-Basri said 70,000 times daily, and Ka'ab said something else. And the response, like I've mentioned, it, depending upon the severity of the punishment, the skin will be replaced. Now what's shocking about this? Professor Tajassum, he embraced Islam on this verse. Why? Because Professor Tajassum, he's an expert on the skin. And they gave him this verse. Because what do you think of this verse, Professor Tajassum? This was in the 1980s. And he said, fine. He had no idea that this verse was revealed 1,400 plus years ago. So they said, is it fine scientifically? He goes, yeah, fine. They then said, this actual thing that we've shown you is Quran. So he goes, okay. He goes, it was revealed over 1,400 years ago. So the professor was shocked. And after reflection, he took the Shahada. Subhanallah. And they asked him, why are you shocked at this verse? He said, well, dermatologists, the doctors of the skin, they know now that when the skin is burnt, there's a light burn and there's a deep burn. The light burn doesn't affect the, because you can still feel pressure. The skin nerves are still in place, so the person will still feel pain from a light burn. But if the skin is burnt deeply, the nerve endings are disrupted. And that's why you will notice, and it's true, you know, when people get burnt, they'll get a pin. And they'll prick the skin with the pin. And if he reacts, that means that it's a light burn. The nerve endings are fine. But if the skin is burnt deeply, he won't feel anything. So the professor says, therefore, if there is a place called hell, and the hellfire burns the skin, it is a must to replace the skin. Otherwise, the nerve endings have gone, there's no pain. He goes, the Quran says, as often as their skins are roasted through, we shall change them for fresh skins. He goes, nobody could have known that 1,400 years ago. Why? What did they know? They would have said the skin gets burnt, class. Why is it mentioning the skin is being replaced? Because it needs to be replaced so the pain will be continuous. And Professor Tajison, whose field is dermatology, he embraced Islam. Imagine on this verse. Also, there's another thing which is very interesting. Dr. Zaghlul al-Najjar is a contemporary scholar and a scientist. He was interviewed. Who was interviewing him? Ahmed Tawfiq Hilal. And the reference for this is Islamic Medicine, The Key to a Better Life by Sheikh Yusuf Al-Hajj Ahmed, page 413. So the interviewer, he recited this verse. He said, dear Sheikh, I Zaghlul al-Najjar. The commentators of the Quran, they say that this is what science has discovered recently, that the centers of feeling are found in man's skin. But there are those who wonder, we feel pain inside our bodies. Can you explain or comment? So what was the question? The question to Dr. Zaghlul al-Najjar, Hafizahullah, was the skin, definitely you feel the pain, nerve endings. But they found out that internally you can feel pain. So why is Allah the Almighty only mentioning the skin, not mentioning the internal, which can also feel pain? So Sheikh Zaghlul al-Najjar, he said, the most extensive feeling of pain occurs in the skin. Look at the words he's using. He did not say intensive. He goes, the most extensive, meaning surface area. The most extensive feeling of pain occurs in the skin, because the nerve endings are located in the skin. This does not mean that they are not present in the rest of the body. But any pain in the skin will cause pain in the entire body. Whereas any pain in the stomach, for example, is only felt in the stomach. If the skin is burnt, the entire body feels the pain. Hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala singled it out for mention. So this is again why you go to the people of knowledge. What was confusing the interviewer was, the Quran mentions nerve endings in the skin replace nerve endings, but the body feels pain internally as well. So isn't there an error there in the Quran? And the Shaykh goes, no, Allah Ta'ala is only mentioning the skin because the skin covers the entire body. The whole body will feel pain. But of course, other parts also feel pain internally. So externally, Allah Ta'ala is referring only to the skin. But to make the matter crystal clear, Allah Ta'ala has talked about the internal pain as well. Where? In Surah 47, verse 15. In Surah Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Surah 47, verse 15. After mentioning the rivers of paradise, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? He says, can this be compared to those in hell? Then he says, and be given to drink hameem, which will cut their intestines to pieces. So let's put this into context. So the whole verse is a long verse, verse 15, Surah 47, verse 15. The first part of the verse talks about paradise. Rivers of wine, rivers of honey, rivers of milk, rivers of water. Then it talks about the people of hell. And what does it say about the people of hell? They'll be given hameem. And it will rip their intestine to pieces. So what does it mention about this? Directly from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In Tirmidhi, number 2583, Ahmad 5-265, Hakim in his Mustadrak, Ibn al-Mubarak, Nasa'i, number 11263, is Hassan. The Prophet ﷺ said that the person will take hameem next to his mouth. When it comes near him, it will burn his face, and the skin of his face will fall. When he will eventually drink it, it will cut his intestine to pieces till it comes out of his back passage. This is how Allah the Almighty, and then he recited this verse. وَسُقُوا مَاءً حَمِيمًا فَقَطَّعَ أَمْعَاءَهُمْ. And be given to drink hameem. It cuts their intestines to pieces. So the hadith explains what happens. Hameem is the ultra-heated drinking water. It gets near the face, the skin of the face falls. He's that desperate that they drink. It cuts the intestines to pieces. It comes out of their back passage. Why is this an amazing verse? Because somatic receptors. Dr. Keith Moore, Professor Keith Moore, he embraced Islam right at the end of his life. He wrote a work called The Developing Human. He was an embryologist, one of the big embryologists of his time. He was given this verse, Surah 47, verse 15. And he goes, correct. And he goes, what do you mean, Professor? And the professor says that the contents of the intestine, if it is cut and the contents come out of the intestine, the somatic receptors respond and the body experiences the most excruciating pain. No pain can be worse than that. But the intestines must be cut and the contents must spill out. He goes, the Quran says exactly that. They'll be given a hameem, which will cut their intestines to pieces. He goes, the severest pain the human can experience is that. So look how beautiful. You got two verses. Surah 4 verse 56 talks about the skin being replaced. Dermatology, scientific fact. And then Allah Ta'ala says, Surah 47 verse 15, intestines will be ripped, internal pain. So the Quran is giving you the knowledge of the human anatomy. Allah Ta'ala knows how to punish his servants. And he's doing it with your knowledge that you've now understood. So question, how could anybody have known this 1,400 years ago about dermatology and the contents of the intestines coming out, going into the somatic receptors, causing the most severe pain? And the answer is, it's impossible. Now, why is this very important to highlight? Because there's two other passages. In Surah 89, verse 25 and 6, Surah Fajr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says two verses. فَيَوْمَئِذٍ لَا يُعَذِّبُ عَذَابَهُ أَحَدٌ. On that day, his punishment will be such as nobody can inflict. وَلَا يُوثِقُ وَثَاقَهُ أَحَدٌ. And his bonds will be such as none can bind. So Allah Ta'ala says in these two verses, Surah 89, verse 25 and 6, I'm going to punish, and nobody can punish as I punish. And nobody can bound you as I can bound you. Now, another passage explains, Surah 78, verse 30. In Surah Naba, Surah 78, verse 30, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَذُوكُوا فَلَن نَزِيدَكُمْ إِلَّا عَذَابًا. So taste, no increase shall we give you except in punishment. What does this mean? In Ibn Jarir Ibn Kathir's tafsir, Abdullah Ibn Amr radiyallahu anhu said, Allah the Almighty did not reveal any verse against the people of the fire worse than this verse. Surah 78 verse 30. Thus they will continually increasing in punishment forever. So what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? You will continuously forever, your punishment will be increased. Astaghfirullah. That's the worst verse that Ibn Amr said of the people of hell was, فَذُوكُوا فَلَن نَزِيدَكُمْ إِلَّا عَذَابًا. Taste, no increase shall we give you except in punishment. Meaning when they enter hell, they'll be getting severe punishment, but it'll increase after the minute, after the day, more, after the week, more, after the month, more, after the year, more, after the century, more, after the millennium, more. It goes on forever. It doesn't decrease. So their punishment continuously increases. Now, why is that important to explain the verse we're going to? That explains the skin. Rasulullah said 100 times a day or 100 times an hour. Another one says 7,000. Another one says 70,000. Why? Because the punishment's increasing. So each one is referring to a different time span. So note, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from His wrath, i.e. the dreaded hellfire. Subhanallah. And note, where is this verse found about the skin? Where Allah Ta'ala is rebuking you, the Bani Israel. In other words, because you're playing games and you will be taught a very powerful lesson about these games that you're playing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserves. So I'll recite these verses and we will conclude. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أم يحسدون الناس على ما آتاهم الله من فضله فقد آتينا آل إبراهيم الكتاب والحكمة وآتيناهم ملكا عظيما فمنهم من آمن به ومنهم من صد عنه وكفى بجهنم سعيرا إن الذين كفروا بآياتنا سوف نصليهم نارا كلما نضجت جلودهم بدلناهم جلودا غيرها ليذوقوا العذاب إن الله كان عزيزا حكيما. We pray to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes the Quran the Rabi of our hearts. I pray to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He forgives me for any errors which I may have inadvertently or to be. Subhanahu wa bihamdi, subhanahu wa ta'ala, bihamdika, ashhadu la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wa bihamdika, min shaitanir rajim, subhanahu wa rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, wal asr, in the sign of the few khusr, alladhina aminu wa amilu al-salihat, wa asbil haqq, wa asbil salam, salam.